to Mohammed Unaid and the lecture entitled Modi Hindutva and Kashmir. Check out more lectures at Alternative Radio's website, www.alternativeradio.org.
Help us spread the word. CKUT is looking for someone to join our team as the chair of the board of directors. Our board of directors reads the fine print, approves the annual budget, engages in community outreach, and keeps CKUT's eye on the bigger picture. The board meets for 2 hours every month, and the chair circulates agendas, keeps meetings organized, and acts as a liaison between the outside world and the board. If you're passionate about the station, this is an opportunity to help lead CKUT into a new era of community media. For more information, please send a message to admin@ckut.ca.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to the gala of the 17th edition of Nuit d'Or de la Musique du Monde. See you on Tuesday, April 25th at La Tulipe from 8 p.m. onwards. Come out and support your favorite artists to help them win the Cine d'Or d'Argent and des Bronzes. Le Cine d'Or de la Musique du Monde is a celebration that brings the cultures of the world together. For more information, visit cinedor.com. Quebec-raised singer Andrea Superstein is one of the most versatile voices in music today. The new album, Oh Mother, is an ambitious tour de force, highlighting her ever-growing creativity and sensitivity as a songwriter and arranger. Oh Mother is available now. Andrea will be performing at Upstairs Jazz Club in Montreal on Friday, May 3rd. For more information about the show, visit upstairsjazz.com.
CKUT 90.3 FM is proud to present the Project XT Trio, featuring Kevane Wayne Spiz, better known as RP Boo, the legendary pioneer of Chicago footwork, DJing, Seymour Wright on saxophone, Paul Abbott on drums. Taking place Sunday, May 19th, 5 p.m., the 40th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoria. For tickets and more details, visit fimav.qc.ca.
Tonight we'll be featuring the work of Canadian poet B.P. Nichols, with the full hour dedicated to his work. B.P. Nichols was a poet, writer, sound poet, editor, and publisher. From B.C., he was born in 1944. He lived to 1988, dying at the age of 43. He was a member of the Canadian sound poetry quartet, The Four Horsemen, who we've heard here on the show many times before. He won the Governor General's Award for Poetry in 1970, and one of his most notable works was The Martyrology, in four volumes. Tonight, we'll listen to a 60-minute cassette of B.P. Nichols reading, published in 1971 by the Hugh Barnett Company out of Toronto. You can find more of the works of B.P. Nichols and more about B.P. Nichols on his official website at bpnichols.ca. That's bpnichol.ca, bpnichol.ca. Or you could take another listen to this recording that we'll hear this evening, which is found at ubuweb.com. Ubuweb, in one word, .com. So without further ado, here's the work of B.P. Nichols.
My name is B.P. Nichols, and I'm going to approach this tape the way I would any poetry reading. And for me, the best way, the thing that gets me the fastest into the poems, into the feeling, into my own breathing and body, is to begin with some of my sound poems. So what I'm going to do is to begin with a poem called A Love Poem for Gertrude Stein. A beginning in beginning, it beginning, beginning, a beginning in beginning, it beginning, beginning, a beginning in beginning, it beginning, beginning, backgammon, backgammon, became, 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 a beginning in beginning, it beginning, beginning, a beginning in beginning, it beginning, beginning, a beginning in beginning, it beginning, beginning, backgammon, backgammon, became, 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 a beginning in ending, it beginning, it by ending it, I'm thinking it, I'm ending it, beginning, beginning, a beginning in beginning, it beginning, it by ending it, beginning in beginning, it beginning, 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 by ending it, I'm thinking of ending it, I'm ending it, by ending it, an ending, in ending it, an ending, in beginning it, an ending, in ending it, an ending, an ending, an ending, an ending, beginning, in beginning it, an ending, I'm beginning it, beginning it, an ending, I'm beginning, in beginning it, I'm ending it, I'm ending it, I'm thinking it, I'm ending it, I'm thinking it by ending it, an ending, an ending, an ending, an ending, an ending, an ending, an ending. This next poem is a poem called Flower Eyes, and there is a story which goes with it, which is that I used to have a thing for women with big, soft, sad eyes, and sort of figured it was my mission in life to save them. So, this used to get me into all sorts of trouble because my eyes are somewhat the same, and we used to just mess around with each other's skulls. So this was written somewhat after realizing this when I happened to meet a woman with those kind of eyes and decided to beware, and it's called Flower Eyes. Lonely begonia, lonely begonia, loony petunia, loony petunia, lonely begonia, loony petunia, gross rose, gross rose, wistful wisteria, wistful wisteria, bleeding heart, sweet pea, daffodil, I was leaning on my windowsill. This next poem is a sound sequence for David W. Harris called Son of Sonnet. Ounk, 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 brrrt, brrrt, ounk, ounk, brrrounk, brrrounk, breeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee rip, ip, trip, ip, funk, pa funk, unta pa funk, funk, turi, 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 no, 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 tuntak ta ting spla ip funk pleen turi 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 pleen unk ip spla ting tau tun tam pri pri once once t- Bling onk ip splat ting tau tung tam tam tund akta ting spla ip funk spleen onk 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 brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr trip, trip, ip, trip, ip, trip, ip, trip, ip, trip, ip, trip, ip, funk, pa, funk, unk, de, pa, funk, funk, tree, a tree, unk, 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 burr, unk, burr, unk. I'd like to read from a thing I've been working on for about, well, I've been writing it for 4 years. I've been working on it for about 7 years. And it's a long, long poem called The Martyrology. And the martyrology concerns a bunch of saints. And the saints are Saint Ranglehold, Saint Reet, Saint And, Saint Agnes, Saint Rand, Saint Orm, and a cast of thousands of others whose names will pop in and out. I'll just sort of read it and maybe explain a bit more later. And I'm going to start reading from a section called Clouds, which is about a period where the saints descend from the clouds down onto earth. This is the poem which opens book two of the Martyrology. As there are words I haven't written, things I haven't seen, so this poem continues. A kind of despair takes over, the poem is written in spite of. All the words I once believed were saints, language, the holy place of consecration, gradually took flesh, becoming real. Scraptures behind me, I am written free. So many people saying to me they do not understand the poem they can't get into. I misplace it 3 times. This is not a spell. It is an act of desperation. The poem dictated to me by another will, a kind of being writing is. Opposite myself, I recognize these hands, smash the keys in, the necessary assertion of reality. Ah, reason, there is only feeling, knowing the words are, I am, this moment is, everything present and tense. I write despite my own misgivings, say things as they do occur, the mind moves truly, is it free? Nothing's free of presence, others pressing in, your friends assert themselves as loving you are tortured with, gradually you learn to enjoy. Thus you write a history, use words you've used before, your own voice speaking in the morning, whispering, Holy God, I do love you then, praise you, take up this gift of joy, not to judge or be judged by, you who have given me lips, a tongue, the song sings because of you, all theory denies you, that struggle's truly won, once what's begun is done. And the following are some excerpts from Clouds, which is the section which describes the different saints, their exodus from Cloud Town. Cloud Town is sort of an actual thing, inasmuch as I used to have a very strong fantasy when I was a kid that I was walking, this comes up earlier in the Martyrology, that I was walking at the bottom of a sea, and that the actual world was up in the clouds, and that there were people who lived there and looked down upon us and sort of watched us. So this section sort of comes out of that. This time the sky screams, blue, through a break in the clouds, high above me, so high I cannot fly there with the mind the saints live. And they called it Cloud Town when they fell to earth as strangers, wide-eyed at all this tumbling green land, spun through space towards their falling bodies and caught them, sky blue, the color of St. Anne's eyes, taking in all this surprising place he'd come to. If there is a land which is the mind, it is as brown as earth and cool there. Somewhere I know there are streams that flow clearly, carry the memories to me. Peace, as in a postcard of that place, so brightly real you can't believe that it exists. Surely when they fell it was into grace. Left the white streets of that higher town to tumble down the long blue highway to the trees, tops, St. Reton, St. And, traveling through those lands of color, they'd followed the rainbow down to find the land at the end of the rainbow the ancient saints had taught about. This day they'd set their feet upon the earth as if it were the lost home, the lost planet of their birth. The next section I'm going to read from Clouds begins with a quote from the Folk Tales of the Saints, a section called The Great Migration. When St. Reet took the trail from Cloud Town to Earth, he was still a child, and, in the first town he came to, found a family that adopted him. It was a less than a year before the details of his life in Cloud Town became so vague they were virtually forgotten. Faces cloud in on me, lost as I am mostly dreaming, streets fill with memory brush against me. Library days, the dust and centuries pile up within the mind's gestures. As if she were part of history, history being in me is my story, my vision of the world's end and beginning, as you did, St. Reet, arriving here, over, the lost chord struck within the brain, look out from a child's face, the world discovered, rediscovered, this century, this day. Pile up the movement, the fingers, inside the body's thinking, water flow, the sucking sound, and end. This last chance to start now, new the moment faces you. Reach for the knife, butter your bread. Live through this moment, this momentum carries you. This, and this, and this. How shall I call you father who have left me here, lonely on this bright blue world? I am falling into hell and never know it. Father, you have forgotten your sons, St. Reet and St. And, too young to know the difference. The skies mass with death, the stink of horror pollutes the air. I did not know terror till I awoke, conscious you had left me here. Grew up twice, once in the world we came to call heaven, once on earth. Could have come from anywhere, planets exploding at your birth. What signs, what miraculous inventions. You just wandered into town and they took you in. Bright sun, clear windy day, like any other. Living as you did in winter worlds, always on the far side of the ellipse, who can remember the day, least of all myself, who was not there? Poor old Rates. He'd taken the rainbow but found only pain, as he had in the world that went before, stepped from one door into another, moving always within the frame. Did he hear you when you asked the question, or was it just a casual gesture, opening the palm of his hand, damned as you'd always known and his lifeline showed, moved through disbelief into sorrow? Father, I stand where I did before, long ago in that one beginning, now I am only names I number. Who can I forgive, having loved my suffering? I wish this poem would end so I could send my love to you across the blind weight of history. The next section from Clouds also starts with a quote from The Great Migration. In the end, most of the saints followed the migratory trail from Cloud Town to Earth. Of those who stayed behind, little is known, except for the curious legend of Saint Reik and the Lady of Past Nights. This morning there are no clouds anywhere. Gaze out my window over the fields. Those tastes upon the air tie my tongue to someone no longer here. All speech become a reaching over distances. No cloud town to return to, only empty sky I cannot remember. Do you remember, St. Reich, remember me? Morning gaze in the mirror, who is that there, that man? Did I own him once, his face, reach out, yes, the hands? Those ladies we said we loved, St. Reich, your lady of past nights who returned, and, Lord God, this arm, where does it reach to from my body? Leave me, O Christ, what is a soul? Oceans to become a sea, remember me. Fortunate day. Hung by the heel from a tree, the eye sees all around, clear to the ground. Swords rise into the air where the face should be. Wanting to describe the thing accurately, as it did happen to me, this delicate balance the mind tumbles from. How have I said love so many times, who keeps distances between himself and feeling? Winter days disturbing summer, another land the eye is caught in longer than planned. If I could walk again those roads as I have walked before, over the fields and down towards the valley, that valley where I wrote those other poems, sit down under the trees, I'd speak to you. Here there is a peace the mind can breathe in, nothing but the tangles in my tongue. Let the sounds sweep in around me, in a heaven with no need of poetry. The lady came to you in the night, St. Reich, took you away. Not as the others who had gone before, but far away, into the sky, some other star, where they say those who were left followed. Today there is no one to speak to but my reflection, soon gone. Smash this mirror, moving on. Father, I am sorry for this mood, brooding when I should be happy, who has had so much given to him freely. Your other sons, where did they go? Today I walk out the door, warm wind upon the face, knowing I am not walking in this place I walk in, no sense of my own worth, lonely going slowly crazy on this falling earth. All things loved once spoken for, strung across the past and perished. St. Reich, you left no word. Gone like the clouds this first spring day. I am gone like the wind, like the like, Father. I'd like to read just the opening poem from the section after Clouds, which is called Auguries. All the ones I'm reading are from Book 2 of the Martyrology. Lift up your eyes, my lady, maybe never again this moment the sun stood in the window, stand and wonder, naked your flesh is, my thoughts run, hold up the moon, its perfect circle on the world's rim, that light, one light in all the sky, Venus. Be in us always as the times are, a saint's face among the stars and clouds, it changes constantly. St. Orm, I know you least of all I knew, but now some joy permits, allows of me this speaking to you, as it had been those days I did not know your name, lay in fever under what is over, the spell of language on me in confusion, I could not say. These words, shriek out the window, wonder who this is returns, history in the form of memory, turning, turning, my fingers burn inside you, all that body is and longing. A place I can step into, a place I know of and can step into. These are those other mysteries, not the false veils I chose to hide behind. 1 month in a room, I dreamt the world ended, thrown into your arms, St. Orm, nameless then as faceless hands enfolded me, carried away in that ecstasy of dying, pebbles against the pain. New Dave had never made it home, never again opened the door, come in, my last night in town, won't you? Come in, I said, come in this, place our fingers through the world to spell us, reminds us now to make it possible, these words across the space you knew, you and your pupil Wranglehold chose to travel. Love is carried around in a form, you recognize her eyes speak of it. a trick, a lovely gesture in the air. The moment's mass there, flicker in the eye, out of sync the words whirl to be spoken. Seeking the actual story changes what is seen. We were lonely. We had never known home. You stepped out of the hazy, drifted in through the door my dreams left open, smiling. I never learned a thing. Hello, you said. I could not answer. Hello, you said. The words were empty. All that softness I was not permitted to enter, all those worlds I saw but could not feel. Imagine myself there, late March of 64, stepping through the door into Barb and Dave's place. Friends, this song ends as the pattern shift use. Let the world turn over, kiss your breasts. My head returns again, my body follows. I want to read one more poem from and leaves Earth to try and find Saint Reich, who, as it turns out, was his brother. And this is the point at which he has found him. How can I offer keys? What rules divides the line is that way of breathing takes everything inside. In actual fact, the thought moves, as the mind does, its own perceptions charted. Sorry, I didn't realize you were there. That moment then, St. And, that moment you stumbled through a cloud into the world St. Reich discovered, you didn't believe your eyes, did you? This is a difficult thing. No longer trusting our senses, we dream up ruses. Abuses make them seem more real. He was there with his lady, so soft and so pretty. She was strong and she loved him. You started to cry. 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 The next section is called Suns and Divinations, and I'm going to read the opening three poems from it, and then a song which occurs later on in it. For friendship's sake, my house is set, the blue dragon on my right, the white tiger on my left, the rest is written as my life would be, to be shared. Sit by the window on a rainy afternoon to write poems as acts of friendship, the time is not right. So many things come together, break open the mind each night, tangled together in the morning. As I had noticed it to be, the strange hill rose conical out of the farmer's field, into the middle distance of the earth you look over, patterns are not apparent. Now I could make my home there, set roots among the signs our fathers left, one final music to be written, long and beautiful, a mourning for the worlds we lost, the fields the saints once walked in, was it long ago, the line to flow together straight and true, around the world and back to you? There is a music in the moment comes together, Joyce thought he knew, or that insistence Stein found, approximation of the one voice vision, repetition, condensation, theory, ways of speaking we can choose. Now there is a language speaks apparent, as in mirage or magic, thus the choice is made, geomancy, the lost art of which no one teaches, apparent through entendre, je ne compris, my world is split. Blake saw the chance to be here in Canada, serpent power sacred to be wrestled with, real energy my body releases I can gain the reins of. Though the visionaries are destroyed or leave willingly as Anne did, the as-is build, one chain apparent through the life work, I grasp the edge of vision and am frightened. No man holds the dragon, but is held by it, learns to direct and shape its will within him, sacred energy to be fed properly, fires which are lit within us daily by the holy act of food. Profanation, then, the chemicals, or willful choices of impurity. I learn the stranger laws the serpent teaches, energy coil within the mind, sleeping still or buried, as they did in Dilmun, bury snakes in baskets under stone, traces of the knowledge now confused in symbols, flux and pull of cosmos, O Palanga Hoya, your name is many as you are the one, even your brother or your mother Spider-Woman, nothing matters but that he is created, and we sing him, sing his praises. Mother, brothers of the world. Father, I speak as I seldom know, as is the form is spoken. This lady, she is the one I love. Our words are broken, the language destroyed, made whole again, repetition. The rhythmic structure, awkward or forced, is not natural. The tongue bends unwillingly, the lips wrap round it, the A removed or bitten off. My father was born in the States, came north into Canada with his father, who was born in Canada and went south into the States with his father, who was born in Ireland and came through the States into Canada and back again, into the Dakotas my father came out of with his own father. And your father, St. Rand, you didn't even know till you were 10, left you alone with your mother Agnes. You grew up hating him, as sons do, not knowing their father's intent, hate what they do know and long for them. Fathers die. Their sons grow older or die young, too young to have sons of their own. And no one remembers my great uncle John, went west to Oregon, died of pneumonia, as your father died, St. Rand, do you remember? Went west into the lands he'd dreamed of to recall those days when he was younger, set out upon the road and found his voice. He went again. You didn't cry. Hate stops you up. You are the bitterness you do not say, knowing the day is gone when being his son was all you wanted. These things hurt more than they should. Drunk with grief, I slap my face, all grace gone in that instant's knowing. I am the son, the sum total of my anger's turning inwards, coming out in words. And this is a song which precedes a section in Sons and Divinations, which is subtitled Fasting Sequence. I'm not going to read the fasting sequence. It was a series of five poems I wrote while I was on a 27-day fast. And I was into this section at the time. So this is the song that precedes it, though. Oh, let me sing. Oh, let me dance. Oh, God, please give me a second chance. I was never for prayer. I was never for peace. I was never that happy. I was never that pleased. But oh, let me sing. Oh, let me dance. Oh, God, please give me a second chance. I'm going to read the last section straight through. It's called Friends as Footnotes. We buried Terry beyond the orchard, Mark and I digging in the half-frozen earth, later to rest as best we could. Awkward phrases, it doesn't make much sense. Fell asleep late afternoon, came up for supper, first snow of the season falling just beyond the edges of the room. The night before Ellie's 29th birthday, death is such a sudden thing, lies seem useless, time-wasting, try to live your life honestly. St. Anne, there is no point in hiding. The frozen faces, memories, the friends, there are so many things you don't understand, as if ignorance were mercy God rewarded with heaven, hell a function of wisdom, wisdom the quality of cursing. The white flows, over everything the color gathers. I had prayed it would. First friend I've lost in years, Visvaldus said. Crying, he held her body in his arms. There are no charms we know, no spells against the freak occurrence. Steps out of nowhere, drags us down. We meet death, it is unexpected. You saints, these poems are prayers. I don't give a fuck for your history. Father in heaven, protect her soul. Accept this gift of energy. Three fingers, four bells, a spell against corruption, against hell. In the midst of life we are in death.
Draco, the dragon's wings clipped, the old lore's forgotten. Craft, as I told Visvaldus, that sense of pride gone. Drove out the 401 the week before, west into the darkness, rain falling all around us. Ellie and I driving into what we did not know, trusting that white line to guide us. 2 days later, ill in bed, something closes down around me. Search the catalogue of likes, it is not there. Always you are conscious the world is not encompassed, only the words you trust to take you through to what place you don't know, the next breath, moment, time, and falling again, Saint Anne, your hand moves over my face, I am seized with trembling, death in the room removes the window's glass. This is that place you dreaded, something's clear, that dark cloud which is nothing draws you nearer as you knew it would. Waiting for the phone to ring, you are ruled by your anticipation of what you'll miss, the futility of living one step out of sync with the present. Your words rush ahead, prefacing your acts, prophesy your misdirection. Stop. Silence enters the room, fills up the corners you empty with noise and rambling, gambling everything on listening. When the silence comes, it is silent. When death comes, there is absence, and you can't hear. For St. Reet and St. Orme, this formless poem, as death was when it came near. For St. Anne, these 12 lines for understanding. A 13th for luck, a 14th to fear. Older than Adams, older than me, I am old. O God, today I am, the cold knowledge warms me. Finite, I reach for the infinite. Wishing for your presence here beside me, Saint Anne, I am as old as you are old. The same hand moves inside our skins. Each other's puppets we cling unknowingly, fill up our longing with whispering. A week's illness lingers. Walking through the street, the ghost presence beckons. Where will you lead me? The one thing always I had feared, my own rashness, killing myself on whim. I carry shotgun shells in my pocket, blow my brains out in a department store. Shocked faces, my own surprise, folding slowly on the floor, silent as I had never been in life. I watch the streets fill with cars, the presence lingers, walks behind me home, who am alone when I choose to be, happy when I let joy in, knowing some change is imminent, fear that changing. Later there is quietness and love, as later there should be, after the after. Lord, how I love thee, let's love in. Words archaic when the feeling is, we walk in the shadows or step out, free. Today the words flow, links form no awareness of the letters, move as blocks, piling up, the poem compared to everything it isn't, being always what it is, Saint Anne, a conversation. Is that love? Death is real, or sensed is, as death is always, a feeling that's lived with, tingling in the cock, scratch with my pen, try writing. The taxi driver in Edmonton kept telling me about his baby, how she was expecting him to bawl her, meanwhile he'd promised his wife a night out, after all it was her birthday. And last night, shaken by my reading in Calgary, I dreamt you all dead, St. Rand and St. Anne too, and woke up not knowing what to do. There's nothing here. Only the clouds stretch out towards the red horizon, sun already sunk from view. The light blue turns darker. I can't see you. As the voices said, you left it long ago, never did return, except to burn as thoughts I can't control, only to live inside my head. Insane line of pubic hair, my tongue goes down into language. Speech that close to original birth, a sense of worth comes only with struggling. Fuck you all, saints, dream world of half-remembered death. I loved you all. It nearly killed me. There is another world I've lived in all my life. Took my own mind for my wife when just a kid and hid there. Made you up out of my breathing in that place. Some sort of space made being bearable. How come Gupta's raft goes as fast as Tom's outboard? And how come the current of the Ganges River is the same as the current of Rill River? This morning there is only this morning. Where yesterday morning stood, the sun comes up, its position altered, not to mention this strange town. What am I doing here? 500 miles from Edmonton, 500 miles from Calgary, 500 miles from Prince Rupert, 500 miles from Vancouver. I guess you'd say I'm in the middle of something, big or little, or not remembered at all, waking up tomorrow knowing you are dead, St. Rand, sonless, fatherless, life slipped out of your hands. I try to keep mine together long enough to know what it is. A man had a bed in a van. Did it jog? Can a man nap in a van? A bad pup got mud on a rug. Lil, get a wet rag. Ron had a red cap on. Did Ron get it wet? Objectivity, something to be understood. Sniff your armpits, whether or not they smell good. The girl approached me when the reading ended. Her own experience with Christ, wanted to share it with me, loving, as she said she did say, the religious sense in my poems, knowing you were all dead, St. Rand, what could I say? People, how I lose myself in you. As Stein saw it, the difference between identity and entity, it is so much more soothing to live with memory. Even now, seated in this bus, having just flown into Vancouver, the ache in my chest, Christ, it always returns. Like last night, Barry Joy, Marine, and me getting drunk at Mavis's place, there is a sense of space or time goes missing. The I is always clear. It's just the we, forcing a retreat to memory. I define myself too often by what went before. She is right, you know, St. Rand. Stein did say, the hardest thing is making the present continuous, living day to day. Now that you are dead, you are all here. No history to make it difficult. Fences, cars, the window rattles in the pain. I want to explain, as composition does, only this present moment, now actually past. I only stop writing when I cease to flow. Free to address you all by name that day I want to. End rhyme, the final resolution. A way, I suppose, of having it all make sense. Tenses, no surprises. The rhythm determined by the last line. Oh, I'm just fine, I am, yes, and sure, you know, it'll be my pleasure. Oh, yes, no, I will look you up, though. A certain drift. Looking out the window at the snow, late January, North Vancouver, maybe a ship will come to harbor finally, make all our poems come true. Sensing as I do the poem's levels, I am conscious of the tone. Dave, Pat, and I talking. Dave read me letter to St. Orme. We'd talked for 2 days, or anyway, it seemed, you know. And Pat had told me of the time in Kaministiquia, her and Dave living in a one-room cabin. Dave drove himself crazy, writing 8 to 12 hours a day. She didn't know how to take him. Memory is like this, trying to make it clear. Barb married Wayne a year before Dave and Denny met. And yet that party Dave and Denny threw, I did mention, yes I did, Barb came to. I'd come back to town, briefly, feeling in the room the tension Barb and Denny felt. What did Dave do? And Dave and Denny, hell, I never knew, visited them in Montreal, their last try at making marriage work, just after, I guess, Dave met Pat. What does it matter? It's only the moment we exist in establishes flow, some form to make the words intelligible. Remembering I began this section the day Terry died, and here I am, 3,000 miles away, still crying. You're dead. Your life is lived. Standing on the ferry's deck carried me over to this island yesterday. What is it haunts me? Andy, Dave, and I, our histories linked. Will it always be this way? The two brothers and me, friends? How many years? Is it 10 or 12 or... Listen, please, St. Anne. I know you're dead, but could I bother you one more time? One prayer for Dave. One prayer for me. One prayer for Pat. One prayer for Andy. St. Anne, could you set us free? Early morning, victorious streets. We are all linked. All of us who use the language now. Tied. Talking with Phyllis through Kropotkin poems, how she'd first realized the importance of questions reading Joyce's portrait. Focus in. Language is, not was. Words that particular form the sky is. Gray and restless. Watching yourself dream. The speech is gathering. What'll we say next time? After the city's dead. After the fantasy that is North America crumbles. What'll we do if we're left, knowing the people we thought weren't listening weren't? It is simple. Hell, a complex vision of heaven, operating as a curse does, brings you down. We spend too much time comforting each other, thinking that way I did riding the bus out this evening, people none of whom I knew, we sat beside each other, wrapped in our separate silences. People, people, where do you go before you believe in what you know? And all this talking in my head, how much of it said when I die, some lonely night like this, waves wash the deck, listing. Worthlessness, the feeling grips me, having seen friends, old ones, the family, again, sit down to prayer, you are all dead. No one to talk to this moment, someone walks through the door, will I tell them? There is finally or soon only the breath breathed, words spoken, no distinction of class or worth. Why do I feel so hopeless, as if I had nothing to give? Take it away, the sky gone blue or gray, the snow falls beyond the city, my window can't see. You're dead. I can't see your face register the disbelief or sorrow my face shows, knowing nothing, not even enough to say, I know this thing, and say it. Sleepless night, nothing takes shape. The poem is spoken as an ode is to love. Oh God, the trees, the gentle birches, oaks, the language, lung wage, everything I owe to you, oh, everyone, every one of you. The night takes form in poems, is sung is as the heart is, beating, leaving you a song, sung as the sullen art gains presence, knowing you alive, my life, my saints, my witnessed all your death each night for weeks. The agony, living now as energy, flows from my fingers into these poems. Oh God, you are dead, you are dead, dead, dead. Christ, you are dead, dead, dead. What can I do? Who shall I be? I can't see you anymore. No direction, sign, or longing. Only the space behind my eyes screaming. You are dead, you are dead, you are dead, dead, dead. No joy to feel, though I free you gladly. No chain of words to bind you to me. How can I live who cannot be without you? Knowing you are dead, you are dead, you are dead, dead, dead. Dead, you are dead, no longer to live or walk in comfort. Only the skies empty my tears. Hell, I could fill the space with moaning. Oh, you are gone and I am left. Lonely, Father, I am lonely, Father, Father, I am lonely. Knowing they are dead, they are dead, dead, dead. They are dead, they are dead, they are dead, dead, dead. And I'm lonely, Father, I am lonely, Father, Father, I am lonely, lonely, Father, I am.
I like to read a couple of sort of post-martyrology things. Individual letters have always had a lot of emotion for me for some reason. And for years, there have been things that I have not been able to say in poems. So I've been doing drawings of landscapes with letters floating in them and people being pursued by letters and all sorts of things happening. And then this happened, which is basically I started to write the way I draw. So I want to read two short ones and then a long piece. This first one's called Music. Do, me, D-O-M-I, do, me, la, so, L-A-S-O-D, re, fa, mi, so, la, ti, T-I-L-A-A-F-I-R-M, S-O-S-O-S-T, do. A small song that is his. Adore, adore. Adore, adore, an opening, an O, an H, a leg, a table, or a window and a W, a sky that is D, a lake that is F, E. D, E, F, 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 D, D, E, 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 D, F, F, E, F, E, F, E, F, E. Me, you are me, or I, H, and D, M, E, E, F, D, O, D, F, H, E, W, F, F, E, W, H, D, O. W-D-F. Clover. H-H-H-M, L-P-R-S-T-U, V-W-I-R-B-L-T-C-Q, C-Q, R-R-R-U, a cloud, a pink, a blue, a one that is big, a blue, 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 U. Another you. If I am I am. If I is I is. Blue, blue, blue. Neither is each other. If green is red, there is white. If blue is yellow, there is green. H. Now I is am. Something which is useless floats away. Mmm. Mmm.
I being black, there is white. W or Q, perhaps an L or a Z. Here someone pauses to breathe. E is taken a breath. Th, B, 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 D, Q, L, M, N, P, S, J, V, Q, Q, Q. A line lingers, something which is not, a letter in the middle of a sky, neither gray or blue. White, 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 I, T, A, B, or A, B, or white, 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 white. A line which is someone, a circle that becomes, a color that doesn't fit, E or F, L, M, N, L, M, N. O, 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 a sky, an H, a line that intersects, a circle, black, 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 blue, a green that becomes, a red, a yellow that lingers, an H or a P, maybe an M again, an N or a field that is green, a sky that is blue, an H that is broken, W, 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 T, U, V, W, W. S, 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 V, T, U, L, M, P, P, T, R, P, S. S, A, S, B, S, A, 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 S, M, N, O, A, A, S, S, S. B, J, K, R, T, U, V, A, D, L, P, M, N, O, L, S, R, W, P, T, O, V, W, E, E. G Q L K K K K T S R P N M N M N N N M M M O P L M N O opens. X is a line. U I is cut. A is discarded. T P L S X V Z Z Z Z. C M N O able sky, a white that is white. T T T U L O R B green S O blue but able, able to be able. B C D E F I R A L M X. A B be able to be. C or W or unable to be. A B B B H B A or V or blue green white green green blue white white blue white blue green 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 green. Next to O, A, T, or E, D, F, the cloud, the W, or sky, or M, R, F, H, I, J. L, O, L, O, L, M, N, O, the W suspended, the L removed, everything becomes itself. D, T, S, R, T, J, L, V, Q, M, N, A, F, S, H, C, I, Z, T, Z, K, G. Maybe an O itself four times, green, 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 unable to be O, B, C, B, D, B, H, I, S, L, Q, R, K, B, L, B, X, B, no, the sky, the H or the M, E, 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 belonging to another, F, F, or clouds, a green sky, blue being blue, there is H or M or I that is I, an H that is H. Something which is neither. Y, W or Q, L, M, N, O, T, S, B, D, L, M, N, O, T, D, B, T, C, R, a blank spot, something which is not. D, L, P, T, Q, R, S, V, M, N, O, L, K, A, A, B, A, A, B, B, the moon. C, 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 D, C, C, D, D, the sun. A man is running. D D D D D D D D D D D D an empty sky, a bird, Q, a strange moon, a different sun, light Q L white, the able blue D M O B C R whispering white, blue white, blue, green red blue, yellow white white green, C D C D N N, O, the sun, O, the cloud, O, the bird. O, the man, H, 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 H. It's called A Hum for Rube on His 22nd Birthday. A Ruben, a Ruben, a Poobin. A poo bin, a house and a tree and a kanga and me and Rubin, a Rubin, a human being, a human being. Poop pa poop pa poop pa poop pa pew pa pew pa pew pa pew pa poop pa poop pa poop pa pew pa pew pa pew pa pew pa mutter rudder butter flutter fly bye 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 bye. It's called a hum for Rube on his 22nd birthday. A Reuben, a Reuben, a Poobin, a Poobin, a house and a tree and a kanga and me and Rubin, a Rubin, a human being, a human being. Poop pa poop pa poop pa poop pa pew pa pew pa pew pa pew pa poop pa poop pa poop pa poop pa pew pa pew pa pew pa pew pa mutter rudder butter flutter fly bye 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 bye. This is a thing called Hiroshima Mon Amour, and it's based on the name of a Japanese film director whose name, I believe, is Karnichikawa. He made a film about these, whenever the Olympics were in Tokyo. Anyways, I always heard it as Carnage, as in C-A-R-N-A-G-E. So, there you have the title and the poem. Konnichikawa, konnichikawa, ka 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 konnichikawa, konnichikawa, ka 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 na 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 shikawa, 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 na 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 shikawa, 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 konnichikawa, konnichikawa, ka wa 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 konnichikawa, konnichikawa, ka wa 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 konnichikawa konnichikawa ka 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 konnichikawa konnichikawa ka 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 ne 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 shikawa shikawa ne 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 shikawa shikawa ne 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 ne.
Good evening, and I hope you enjoyed this edition of Dromotext. We're here once a week bringing you the spoken word. Tonight, we had a one-hour show dedicated to the work of Canadian poet B.P. Nichols. B.P. Nichols, born in British Columbia, worked in Toronto, lived from 1944 to 1988. We listened to a cassette done by B.P. Nichols in 1971. It was produced by the Hugh Barnett Company out of Toronto. And we heard a number of different poems. We began with Love Poem for Gertrude Stein, then Flower Eyes, Son of Sonnet, Clouds, Auguries, Suns and Divinations, which later appeared in the Martyrology, Friends as Footnotes, Music, A Small Song That Is His, Clover, A Hum for Rube, and the last piece was Hiroshima Mon Amour. We'll be back next week, next Thursday, from 8 to 9 p.m. for another hour of the spoken word. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial. Till next
time. Hi, yo, what up? It's Tester Man from Tester Logic. You're listening to my favorite radio station, CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Montreal, get ready. The legendary Barris Hammond returns.
Every time I think of saying goodbye.
Saturday, July 27th, inside L'Olympia Concert Hall, downtown Montreal. This is an early evening show, so bring your mother, auntie, sister, and granny. We're all going to see Uncle Barris.
When you're wrapped up in my arms.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Early bird tickets on sale now at BarrisHammondMontreal.com. Barris Hammond, Saturday, July 27th, live in Montreal.
CKUT 90.3 FM is proud to present the Project XT Trio, featuring Kevane Wayne Space, better known as R.P. Boo, the legendary...
Chaud pour le Monstone. 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 Un mot sans la bouche. Un mot sans la bouche. Bonsoir mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue à Chaud pour le Monstone. Vous êtes à l'antenne de CKUT 90,3, je m'appelle Nicolas Terrien, je serai votre Sherpa pour la soirée car ensemble nous allons escalader une fois de plus le Monstone. Alors j'espère que vous avez vos cordes, vos souliers d'escalade et votre mousqueton, vos mousquetons et votre piolet. Je vous invite à monter. En fait, on va flotter vers le haut du Monstone. On va même pas l'escalader, on va juste flotter vers le sommet. Qu'est-ce que vous en dites?
Bon. Paris. Yes.